Friends, family are grieving the loss of 76-year-old John Materna, also known around town as Red the Watermelon Man. And we're joined by his sons this morning in an exclusive. Daniel and Steve, the sons of John Materna, join us. Good morning, guys. How are you?
All right. Good morning.
So tell us about who John or the Watermelon Man was to you as sons of him, but also the community that we're seeing pour out love and all of these memories of your father.
Well, first, our father was born and raised in Memphis. He went to Humes High School here in Memphis, worked his whole working life in Memphis, and raised five kids in Memphis. We have other siblings as well. And the thing is, he just loved to give back to the community after he retired. Once he retired, he spent his time, like most people know, over there on the corner of Wayne and Homer, selling watermelons to the community that he raised all of us in. He basically just loved people. He was a people person, and he would sit out. He didn't really sell the watermelons to fund for money or anything. He did it just because he loved to be out there and wave at all the people that as they go by, or just stop and talk to them as they, would stop and buy watermelons and stuff from him.
I was reading where he would actually use some of the extra cash from selling these watermelons to pay for these great vacations for his wife, your mom of 43 years.
That's correct. Yeah, that was kind of their what he would use the money for, it was just something to keep him busy, keep him going. He retired, and we sold watermelons our whole lives, even me and my brothers as young kids. We would sell them. We would put them in shopping carts and push them up and down the road and sell them to the neighborhood. That's kind of how it all started, and that was our summer money, as kids.
Yeah.
But
so can we go back to May 15th? According to a police report, they found your father, lying next to his truck. When the news came to you guys, your initial reaction, I'm sure completely shocked and devastated by this. And then, of course, it would be 2 weeks until, where we're talking today. What was your initial reaction?
I think it was more of a kind of a mixed emotion. First we were,
we just started calling everybody, We tried to keep it from going over there because the neighborhood had gotten so bad. The second that we got the call, we pretty much knew what went down without even talking to anybody because of the way that the neighborhood is over there. But it didn't deter him. He went over there because of the people. And, he sat on that corner for almost 30 years. And a lot of times it was just weekends and stuff, because he had a regular job that he retired from, and even before he retired, he sold watermelons.
So you say that area, you've been seeing the decline. Of course, crime is a topic everybody in this city talks about, but not many people like your family are that familiar with into what happens to them personally. Shocked by that it actually came knocking at your family's door then?
Yes. We just assumed, that the neighborhood knew him, and to be honest with you, I don't think people in the neighborhood in that area are the ones doing the crime. I believe the crime, that these people are coming in because there is a large elderly community over there, older people in that particular area, and I think that they're just preying on those people,
And when you look at some of the police reporting, they have identified a 15-year-old who they say allegedly shot your father. Your message to the community, I mean, after this, what would your message be to the city to get this crime under control? And had they have maybe done a better job, would we be having this conversation on this Friday?
Well, to be honest, you know, I don't know a lot about the case at this point. It's still early on. We know basically what you told, you know, what you know as far as the case is concerned. But, you know, it is extremely concerning that you have juveniles out here running around doing these heinous crimes, and they just, it seems like they have no respect and no fear of anything, law enforcement, people, you know. And I think that I personally think that starts at home. You know, our parents raised us with respect and you know, and I think that's probably a lot of the problems with the crime and everything in our, in not just our community, it's probably around the entire United States.
I think you said that very well. Now, I want to ask about the community support that has been pouring in towards your family since this tragedy. I saw yesterday so many people dropping by, leaving flowers, teddy bears, taking photos to remember Red the Watermelon Man. I mean, I'm sure that's incredibly touching during an extremely difficult time for your family.
Yeah, definitely. It really surprised us, too. Like, we knew he was well-known over there, and everybody loved him. And it's just all the cry, the outcry, the support, the from those people over there, it's been truly amazing. The women and kids coming by telling stories and crying about it and telling them how they come see him every day or just driving by because it was a wave. You know, the kids love to hang out the window kind of and just wave at them. It made their mornings, you know. And now they're telling us kids are going by wondering where he is. Parents don't know how to tell them.
How can our listeners help? I know when there was a GoFundMe link to help with some of the medical bills, so many of our listeners reached out wanting to know how they can help, and that help doesn't stop. How can we come around your family in this time and support you guys?
Really, just keep up with all the love and support for everybody. You pray, you know, pray for them, pray for our family. Just think about them. Wave at somebody for us, you know, just some individual. You don't even know. You don't even have to know them. Just wave at them. Do it for him. If they want to do something financially, the GoFundMe is still set up. It's just search Red the Watermelon Man, one word, on the GoFundMe link, and he'll pop straight up for you.
All right. And I know this week. Go ahead.
If you could, I mean, just, you know, my father was, he was a very compassionate man, and, you know, he something as simple as a little wave or holding the door open for somebody at the convenience store or, you know, something as simple as that. A little act of kindness can go a really long way.
Definitely.
I love that. I love what you're saying about your dad. If we want to honor him, you live like him. Do a compassionate act the way Red the Watermelon Man would and love a community for no other reason. Selflessly, and
right.
And I think that we're all tasked with that, and we want to find a way. And when we're faced with these situations, y'all are impacted by it in such a tangible way, and the rest of us in this community, we grieve for you and we pray for you, but we want to know what we can do. And thank you for giving us that beautiful opportunity to live that out and just say, hey, just a smile, just a wave, be kind to somebody today.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
We appreciate your time this morning speaking out, and what a beautiful way to honor your father, Daniel and Steve Materna, the sons of John Materna, also known around town, and we'll call him Red the Watermelon Man. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.